I'm Matt Baum, and this is the Ministry of Hemp podcast, brought to you by ministryofhemp.com, America's leading advocate for hemp and hemp education. Today on the show, we're going to talk about CBN, cannabinol. It's a new cannabinoid that helps you fall asleep. And there's a lot of different companies out there that are starting to specialize in CBN all by itself. It's ironic because the show today is brought to you by our partners, Ought Coffee, who combine CBD with coffee, which makes your cup of coffee so much more. I'm super happy to be partnered with these guys. You may remember back in episode 43, I talked to their founder, Alwin Mortada. I'll have a link to that show in the show notes so you can go hear more about it. And later in the show, I will tell you how you can get a free sample for just $5 shipping or 15% off your first order from Ought Coffee. I am a big fan and I've been begging him for more. Alwin even got me drinking decaf, which is a first for this old man, let me tell you. But we'll talk more about coffee later. Right now, let's talk about sleep. I'm sure at some point in your life you've heard that we're supposed to get 7 to 8 uninterrupted hours of sleep a night. Now, if you're a light sleeper like me, that probably rarely happens. In fact, according to sleephealth.org, in America, 70% of adults report that they obtain insufficient sleep at least one night a month, and 11% report insufficient sleep every night. Count me amongst that 11% for sure. They estimate that sleep-related problems affect 50 to 70 million Americans of all ages. Sleep deprivation has all kinds of terrible effects too, from just wearing down your immune system to permanent psychosis if it lasts too long. A lot of people, and me included, have turned to different sleep aids, like some of the major ones you see for commercials on TV where a cartoon butterfly flies in the window and lands on someone's face and they drift off to sleep. And those are fine, they do their job, but they can also result in some groggy mornings and odd behavior like sleep eating and sleepwalking. And a lot of over-the-counter sleep aids are nothing more but knockout drugs. The good news is there's more and more scientific evidence that's showing that CBN, or cannabinol, is excellent for helping you fall asleep. And today on the show, I am talking with Ethan Carr. He's the director of operations at Slumber Sleep CBN in Denver, Colorado. Ethan and I are going to talk about what is CBN, why it works, and how to get it working for you. Here's my conversation with Ethan Carr. And you're talking to me from the lab right now, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm speaking right out of the lab, right where the magic happens.
So if we hear anything, it's science stuff. Don't worry. Ethan's okay.
Yeah, if you hear any big bangs, as long as they're not explosions, I'll stay right here.
So you guys only deal in CBN, and we're going to get into that real soon here, what CBN is, how it works. But tell me about the choice to start a company that only works with CBN. Where's that come from?
Yeah, totally. So when our founders had the brainchild to create Slumber, I believe their goal was to establish an awesome sleep aid product that did not focus on pharmaceuticals, and their focus was with CBN. CBN worked really well as a sleep aid for a lot of their friends and family, and that's when they decided to dive in and try to create an awesome new product.
CBN, like sleep aids, are really gnarly. And I don't think a lot of people realize it. Like you wake up with a hangover, they knock you out, or they get you so stoned that you can drive your car in your sleep sometimes, or end up eating, you know, butter out of the refrigerator like an animal.
It's crazy. Right, yeah.
And I will I've started using CBN to sleep at night and I really like it. Now here's the thing. I don't know what CBN is. I know that it's a cannabinoid, but I'm hoping you can help us out today. Before you do, though, tell me a little bit about you. Why are you the guy? How come I can trust you to tell me this?
Of course. So I, after graduating college, born and raised on the East Coast, went to college in New Hampshire, found my way out to Colorado with an interest in nature. I went to school for environmental studies. So I was really focused on finding a new home and, getting something new. I, uh, I found myself working in a CBD lab in Boulder. And within a few weeks, I became very passionate about it. I found it as a very interesting avenue for myself. I liked the work, and through a few various positions over the past couple of years, I was lucky enough to land with Slumber. And as a relatively new company, they relied on me to put forward some nice science and figure out their operations side. And so that's what I'm doing. You know, I'd like to think that I am a reasonably trustworthy person when it comes to this topic, but
you don't seem shady. I'll say that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'd like to keep up that persona.
Did you come from any type of science background, or is this like you just dove right in?
Yeah. Environmental science. And I took those few scientific courses throughout school, and I found it very, very interesting. I thought it was an awesome way to begin to treat odd diagnosed illnesses. And, we don't get too deep into the wrongful diagnosis and treatment of illnesses, but there's a lot of science that pushes that, there's a lot of therapeutic benefits for cannabinoids. So I found that really, really interesting. And, I wanted to learn more myself. So I did some digging, and, through the boom of CBD, everybody became acquainted, and there's so much more to the space than just CBD, and
yeah,
CBN is one of those.
So let's start there. Real quick, give us a working definition of CBN, and then we'll talk about how it differs from CBD.
Of course, CBN, cannabinol, best known as if I was to put this into a simple definition, I'd like to call it a CBD's sleepy relative, right?
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely.
It works really well as a sleep aid and as a relaxant. So just like a lot of your other minor cannabinoids, there are those internal benefits. We were able to lock in that CBN at the proper dosage can help you feel a bit sleepy and help you get a nice night's rest.
Right. So unlike sleep aids, this is not going to knock you out. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to relax you and get you ready for sleep.
Correct. That's a great thing to bring up. You know, unlike your pharmaceutical sleep aids, your Ambien and such, this is not going to make you, like you said earlier, wake up, stand in front of your fridge at 2 a.m. saying, how did I get here?
Right.
It's not going to knock you out.
Birthday cake all over your face,
Right. Waking up on the couch, doing something silly in the middle of the night. Say, oh, man, this happened again. CBN's not going to do that to you. It's more of a way to help ease you into that feeling.
What is the actual cannabinoid itself? Like CBN, like we know the CBD is the most popular one, obviously, but CBN, mm-hmm. Lay that out for me.
CBN, cannabinol.
It's literally cannabinol is the N.
Cannabinol. Okay. Yeah. CANNABINOL.
Not
cannabinol.
Bad. I'm not going to spell that right in the notes. Don't worry.
No.
I have an editor, though. Kit's really good at making me look better at this stuff in the post. So.
Perfect. Yeah, it's an incredibly unique and interesting cannabinoid, just like the rest of them.
Sure.
As science progresses, I believe we'll learn that there's a lot of potential benefits for all of the other minor cannabinoids. But CBN specifically, we've learned to be therapeutic and beneficial for sleep assistance.
And how does it differ from CBD, for instance? Because I know like CBD is also good for anxiety, relaxes you and whatnot. But I will also say I've never taken CBD and said, I'm ready to go to bed now. Like I take CBD at work to help with anxiety or to help stay focused.
Yeah. I think right down to the basic use for us is you're able to lock in a beneficial dosage in a smaller dose. So, in those, a lot of your CBD tinctures, you'll find a rather high potency a 1,000 milligram CBD tincture in a 30 milliliter bottle.
Right.
Breaks down to about 33 milligrams per milliliter. So about 33 milligrams per dropper that you're ingesting, and people, that's really beneficial. Our CBN product, our household signature brand that we call Slumber, our signature tincture is a 300 milligram CBN specific tincture. And that gives you about 10 milligrams of CBN per dropper, per milliliter. Now, how does that differ? Like I said, I think that the best separation would be that it is the sleepy relative. CBD carries many beneficial effects, such as, those anti-inflammatory properties and anxiety relieving.
Right.
I think that CBN also carries a minor amount of those properties, but really drills home the I'm beginning to feel sleepy effect.
Sure. So the anti-anxiety and the anti-inflammation is there, but not in the same amount that it is in CBD. Now, you said your guys' dosage is lower. Is that because CBN is more powerful, or we just accept it into our systems differently?
Yeah, CBN primarily binds with the CB2 receptor in the endocannabinoid system. CBD kind of flip-flops between the two and can do a little bit of everything.
Okay, back up real quick. You had a big word there. Let's spell that out. Hit me with that. You said it binds to the...
CB2 receptor.
CB2 receptor. And what is the CB2 receptor? Of course, I just want to hear you say it, you know?
Yeah. So within your endocannabinoid system, you have those two receptors that are, you know, most beneficial for ingesting these cannabinoids. And the CB2 it's what we believe is helping, induce that sleepy state.
Okay. So the cannabinol specifically targets that CB2, or the CB2 specifically looks for that, one of the two.
The CBN, you know, it primarily binds with the CB2, has a better relationship, I guess you could say.
And because it just the nature of either the CB2 or the way that they bind, you don't need as much, period?
That's a really good question. I think that our dosage really came down to eliminating that groggy feeling.
Okay.
I think that was our real goal. So, you know, I'll give you a good example. My father, an older man, relatively uneducated when it came to cannabinoids, right?
Sure.
He took a CBD tincture that I made for him once, and he said that it helped him fall asleep, but he had a hard time getting up the next morning. He felt really groggy. And that, you know, that wasn't because it was a high dosage. It was just because he's not an avid cannabinoid user, right? He's not a smoker. He's not an ingester.
His system wasn't ready.
So basically, it was, his body was, you know, new to him.
Sure.
So he felt rather groggy that next morning. That was a bit of a turnoff for him because he had to get up and get ready for work and he wanted to be sharp.
Right.
We're getting a lot of positive responses that this CBN is able to help you feel that sleepy effect, get you comfortable and doze off. And then the next morning you wake up feeling rested, not groggy.
Right. I can't say I've had that same experience, but again, I do take CBD daily, you know, and I also take THC as well. So my system is used to cannabinoids and whatnot.
Right.
So just like anything else, you start slow, start low and go slow is what we always say. Right.
Of course.
I wasn't aware that it could make you feel groggy in higher dosages, but I guess that makes sense. To an extent,
like you said, it has to do with the individual, you
right.
know, just everybody's system is slightly different, the same way that, if we wanted to associate it similar to, you know, consuming alcohol.
Sure.
Someone has a real high tolerance. Someone doesn't. Right.
Right.
So depending on your body type, your metabolism and how your endocannabinoid system works, it'll affect you differently.
Sure. Party weirdo will be hungover and, you know, average normal guy who doesn't party like that. Is not, you know, he's going to be ruined for the rest of his life.
right.
Makes sense. So is the, how do you guys separate and say, okay, we just want CBN? Is it something where you do something to CBD and it becomes CBN, or is it completely separate and you have to go in and there's some type of different process to extract just that?
Yeah. So, you know, just like all hemp-derived products, it all starts with a nice quality grown hemp flower.
Sure.
The extraction process is almost identical to CBD because CBN is not an extremely high concentration in the hemp flower. So if we were doing strictly extraction-based, we would need a whole lot of hemp flower and it would make CBN pretty pricey, right?
Right.
So with a bit of a proprietary process, we are able to do some conversions to bring CBD to CBN.
So it literally transforms into CBN.
Through some conversion processes and making sure that we're within our legal boundaries, we're able to create a quality CBN product that is CBN specific.
Yeah, because there is concern out there right now about like changing molecules and whatnot. And are we doing anything illegal? Even though you're not, there's nothing illegal going on. You could still be treated like you're a meth dealer if you're not careful, you know?
Correct. yeah, we're being as careful as possible, and we're trying to have a nice quality product on the other end.
Let's take a quick time out to talk about our partner today, Ott Coffee. That's OTT Coffee. And you can find them at ottcoffee.com. They've got a newly designed, super sexy looking website where you can order your own. And right now, for a limited time, you can get a free sample just by paying $5 in shipping. Now, if you listen to episode 43 of this show, you heard me talk to Ott founder Alwin Mortada all about their coffee. Quite simply, it is coffee plus CBD that leaves you in an alert, focused, but mellow state of mind, minus the annoying jitters, anxiety, and of course, caffeine crashes. They handcraft their own products made with high quality ingredients that leave you with a very relaxed and focused state of mind. And they would love for you to try out a new way of drinking their coffee. I'm a bit of a coffee snob, and I know what I like, and I have to say, this is very good coffee. And unlike the other expensive coffees that I buy, this one doesn't give me jitters. It balances me out, gets me awake, ready for my day, but I also don't feel like I'm going to vibrate through the floor because I've had too much caffeine. Currently, Ott offers two different brews. They've got the Productivity Series, which is a medium roast coffee blend with smooth notes of caramel, chocolate, and vanilla flavors. This is the one he sent me, and I love it. Their other brew is a decaf called the Relaxation Series formula, and this is a medium roast coffee blend with smooth notes of caramel, chocolate, and fruity flavors. It's also great because I love coffee, and I want to drink it all day long, and drinking coffee all day long can probably lead to a heart attack, so it's not a bad idea to look into something like a decaf. And a decaf with CBD also keeps me focused, it keeps me working, and there's probably a little bit of placebo there too, where my body, who equates coffee to being awake, feels like it's drinking coffee, so it is staying awake. I really enjoy both of these, and you will too. Whether you're a coffee snob or not, mixing coffee and CBD works way better than I ever thought it would. Head over to ottcoffee.com right now and support these guys for supporting us. We're scratching each other's backs here, and they really do have a great product. Like I said, you can get a free sample just for paying the $5 shipping, or you can use the code OTT15, that's OTT15, to get 15% off your first purchase from ottcoffee.com. When you do that, you're letting them know that the Ministry of Hemp sent you, and you are thankful for them sponsoring us. Head to ottcoffee.com, tell them we sent you, and try a little CBD with your coffee. Now, back to my conversation with Ethan Carr. So let me ask you, you said it starts with a quality plant, of course. Are you guys growing a certain strain of hemp that is known for having more CBN in it or less CBD or something like that?
Yeah. So right now we actually are not growing specifically. We've been able to work with a great third party processor who's been able to hook us up with the tools necessary to create a great CBN product.
Okay.
We've been working on some new in-house methods, but with the current demand, we've been focusing on just working through the kinks right now.
So it makes more sense to transform that CBD into CBN than it does maybe to work on a strain of a plant that's going to give you more
grow
CBN.
To grow a CBN, a high CBN percentage flower. It may be out there right now, but it is not common knowledge.
Sure. CBG is something else we've talked about on the show and on the site.
Right.
And I know that there are strains of hemp, that are showing more CBG, and we're slowly figuring out how to do that. So maybe CBN is next in that process. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good guess. I think that as science progresses and as, you know, the stigma around cannabinoid products begins to dissipate, we will hopefully see some more quality strains come out that may be easier to extract and process.
Sure. So tell me about the extraction process. You said it's no different than the, like a CO2 type process, or what do you guys use there?
Yeah, very similar, you know, to your basic CBD extraction. You know, it's almost identical. It's everything right down to a CBD isolate. And from there, the proprietary conversions kick in.
That's where the magic happens.
That's where the secrets lie.
You guys wave the wand over it, say the words, whatever, and boom, yeah. CDN is born.
Wave the fingers to the abracadabra and poof.
So what about the science of actually like bioavailability? We discussed how you guys dialed back the amount a little bit because you don't want people feeling groggy, and I don't want to feel groggy either, of course. But is it a matter of bioavailability where, because of the nature of the CBN and the nature of that CB2 receptor you're talking about, that we just accept it better, like perhaps better than CBD? Or is it a matter of the oil that you guys are using as far as, you know, like the carrier, if you will?
Yeah, no, you know, it's no different. The carrier oil is probably identical to many of your CBD tinctures. The bioavailability is really no different, except for when you were to maybe take a soft gel capsule,
sure,
which is something that we were also able to offer, which we're really happy with. You know, the lowest bioavailability delivery form is through a tincture.
Of course.
So yeah. When ingested and absorbed, it has a much better effect, I believe, personally.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
With me, it's all individual.
Is there smokable or like vapable CBN out there that you know of?
You know, you could make it, you know, similar to, you know, a CBD shatter or a CBD crumble.
Okay. You're not going to get it in like a pre-roll, obviously, because for the most part, you need to do something to the plant to extract CBD and then turn it into CBN.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it wouldn't exactly be a smokable CBN flower.
Okay.
But maybe a caviar joint, if you will.
Sure.
Of a CBN distillate on top.
Right. With like that the isolate done. Distillate or whatever on top. I can't remember who it was, but they sent me some of those that it was like a CBD pre-roll and it did have like CBG on the outside that they had made. And they called it like a honeycomb or something like that. It was really cool. Nice. Really cool. But I also don't want to smoke before I go to bed. You know?
Right.
That's
right. Totally.
I don't want to stink, you know, and my wife's not gonna put up with that. So tell me about Slumber. Steps. You guys are in Colorado.
Yes, sir.
How long you guys been around? How long have we been doing this?
You know, Slumber actually is a relatively new company. We've been around for 2020. It's been a brainchild of our CEO and co-founders for quite some time.
Okay.
As they wanted to help their friends who had some reliance on sleep, you know, pharmaceutical sleep products.
Sure. Sure.
I'd like to say that we'll give ourselves just under a year. We've been around.
Oh, taking, brand taking new, brand new,
relatively new. Yes, sir. You know,
right.
With the current situation around the world, we feel as though we've been able to accomplish a reasonable amount given the circumstances.
Are you telling me that people are having trouble sleeping these days? I wonder why. I haven't noticed anything stressful going on.
Yeah. What a surprise, right?
You'd never know. Yeah. It's like, funny like that.
It is.
So did the owners, did they come out of the CBD realm and make the conscious decision that we're going to switch to CBN? And if so, was it the kind of thing where they just saw a market share and said, this is where we want to be? Because there's a million CBD companies out there now, but CBN seems to be very new and seems to be catching on.
Right. Yeah. I think the goal when Slumber was created was to have a breath of fresh air.
Sure.
As you just stated, CBD became a bit of an oversaturated market. There are a lot of products out there, and it made it a little bit harder as a new company to gain that traction.
Yeah.
So with a CBN specific product, we were able to focus on what we believed was a crucial issue in the cannabinoid space, which was addressing sleep assistance. And I think they just really wanted to build a brand that really focused on health and wellness.
Right.
Not as much putting out as many SKUs as possible.
Yeah.
We have just a handful of products that we offer as of right now. And we're trying to keep it rather simple for the consumer.
There's something to be said for that though. Definitely. I mean, I think one of the things you should look out for, and we tell people to look out for when they're looking into brands, is how many products are they offering? Is this a place that's offering a couple things and doing it well? Or is this a place that has pages and pages and pages of items, including like CBD infused clothes and CBD infused soap and CBD, you know, like dog stink spray and what, like you got to watch for that. So
I yes, think
there's
you do.
Something and to be said for doing it right.
Right. And not that there's, you know, there are plenty of companies out there in the CBD space that have a whole lot of SKUs and they're all great products.
Yeah. And they've been around
there's,
for a while.
There's a lot of,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're reputable brands and they really do believe in health and wellness. With that being said, like all industries, you know, there's a lot of people who are in it for the quick dollar.
Of course.
So
of course.
We focused on trying to be as helpful as possible for a specific issue.
Right.
And I think that's kind of why we stayed CBN specific in our products. We wanted to focus on sleep assistance, a sleep aid, people with sleep issues. If they're able to take our CBN specific product and get positive results.
Fantastic.
You know?
Yeah.
The answer is there. CBN was what you needed. Now, that's not to say that everybody takes this product is going to receive, you know, the gold. They will not give us the gold star, right? You know,
sure.
there's many people who have taken it and said, hey, you know, that just didn't quite work for me. And that's okay.
Yeah.
So how can we, and the goal for us is, all right, the people that take our CBN specific tincture, does it work? Yes or no?
Right.
If it doesn't work, how can we help them reach their goal?
Right.
And that's kind of where we're at right now. We're trying to find the alternatives, whether that be, you know, maybe that is a CBD, CBN ratio product. Maybe that's beneficial.
Yeah.
I personally believe that taking a CBN specific product and it working is great. If it doesn't work, we'll readdress that at the end.
Sure. And there's companies that add things like valerian or add things like melatonin, you know, and whatnot
right.
as well, which I don't know about the full bioavailability science on that once you put it in oil, but some people are doing it and it's working for them. Let me ask you,
right.
I'm new. I know nothing about this. And I come to, what's the site?
SlumberCBN.com.
I come to SlumberCBN.com and I'm tired, man. I just want to sleep. Ugh, I'm going insane here. How do I start? What do I start with? Give me a regimen, like, how long is it going to take? Walk me through just how I get started and what I should look for to know that it's working.
Of course. So if you were new to this, the cannabinoid space, you wanted to be sure that you were getting a product that would work for you.
Sure.
I think the best place to start on our site would be either with our 3-day sleep kit vials or our 3-day sleep kit soft gels. Now those are for the vials. That is 3 1-milliliter vials of our signature solution that is sort of an introductory product.
Okay.
If it works for you, perfect.
How many milligrams am I getting in 1 milliliter when you say 3 1-milliliter? How many milligrams of CBN?
10 milligrams.
Okay.
10 milligrams per milliliter in
okay.
our signature blend, yeah. And I'd like to start people off with a sleep kit. Maybe that's 1 sleep kit, maybe that's 2 sleep kits, or start with 150 milligram tincture, which is half of our signature.
Right.
That's the step down, the more affordable option to get your feet wet in the space.
So how long before when I'm getting ready to go to bed, how long before I'm going to bed am I going to take this? Like how long before it starts to, because, and I don't like, well, it's 5 o'clock. I should take it now. So by 10, I'm getting tired. Or is it so fast that 20 minutes later, I'm starting to feel it come in.
And that really breaks down to metabolism,
okay.
I think. But I'd like to, you know, personally, when I'm getting ready to go to bed and I've, you know, I feel my body, whether that's, you know, fresh off of a run, right? Let's say I went outside,
right.
Got my exercise in. Pretty rare that I did that. But let's say that I did do that. got my
guys like you and me, look at us though. I mean, we're in the gym
that's
every
true.
Day. Come on. You guys can't see us, but we're ripped. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
Yeah, we're actually flexing right now. If you couldn't see us. But I'd like to take it an hour to 45 minutes before my desired time to crawl into my bed.
Okay.
So personally, I will get comfy, maybe on the couch, reading a book,
right.
sitting outside, whatever my, you know, comfortable wind down time is. I'll take my slumber. Maybe on the first yawn, I'll say, I'm starting to feel a bit sleepy. Sort of the feeling, it's really no different to when you begin to feel tired.
Sure.
As you begin to feel that sleepy sensation, like, hey, it's time for me to crawl under the bed. And
right. Your typical wind down time is when you would say, all right, Like, this is the end of the day. Maybe I sit on the couch and watch TV or read for a little bit. But that's when you would say, time to take the sleep aid.
Yes.
And you're not going to pass out on your couch. It's not going to leave me there drooling.
Correct. Yeah. We're not talking about an instant sleep. You know, if we were able to make something like that with CBN, that'd be a different ball game.
Yeah.
That'd be it. But yeah, we're happy with just working you into, you know, starting to feel those sleepy sensations and help ease you into a more comfortable night's sleep. We've actually been able to associate, you know, with the growing technology and everybody being either hooked up to an iPhone or an Apple Watch and,
right,
you know, fitness, Fitbits, they're able to track your sleep, right?
Yeah.
So your Apple Watch could tell you how much sleep you've got that night.
I've been tracking
mine.
So
we have a few customers who were able to say, hey, I took your product and on paper, I got a better night's rest.
Yeah. I will say I've been taking it.
Perfect.
You guys sent me the 300 milligram we talked about, I want to say about 2.5 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I've been taking it nightly and I sleep with my iWatch on. And yeah, I'm moving less. I'm rolling around less, which is something, I'm a very light sleeper. And I find that I wake up, turn over, wake up, turn over. When I'm taking this, I'm not going to say it's 100% gone, but my watch is saying, Matt, you're not moving around as much. And that helps me stay more comfortable and sleep. I've got a great mattress. I spent a bunch of money on it. I was a little upset that it didn't just knock me out, but you know, there are no easy answers to some of this, right?
Right. No, yeah. And that's really what we're leaning on. You know, I don't have an Apple Watch yet. I'm working on maybe getting a Whoop, an Apple Watch, something that I could really gauge my sleep schedule with, my sleep patterns. And once I have some good evidence on there, I want to start to track the use of slumber.
I literally had no use to do it until I started doing this show and then people started sending me sleep aids. And I was like, well, I want to see. I can wake up and be like, oh, I feel like I slept better. But like, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Maybe you slept really well and you just woke up tired, or you didn't sleep at all and you woke up feeling great. You don't know.
Right. Yeah. It all, you know, who knows which one's working best for you until you have some good concrete evidence.
Totally.
And that's what I like. Yeah. That's what I like about some of that emerging technology. It'll help us, you know, solidify the efficiency of our products.
Right. What's the future for slumber? What's coming next?
Ooh, the future for slumber. Without giving too many details away, because
I
think I might be telling you before I told anybody else on the slumber team.
All right.
We'd like to. I think the next product that's going to come out of this this facility will be a sleep gummy.
Okay.
Sleep gummy product.
Cool.
We're also going to begin to offer more alternatives. So, if the CBN specific product isn't working for you, hey, maybe let's try a CBN CBD ratio product.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's create a twice as strong CBN product.
Right.
Let's, for those people that weren't able to get positive results the first time, let's see if we up your dose and up your potency and let's see if that works. If that doesn't work, you know, however much we may not all love it, a low dose of melatonin, maybe that's beneficial for you as well.
Sure.
But I think something that I'm really proud of that we're working on will be, you know, sort of a bit of a wellness platform. We'd like to be able to give you not only the product, but also maybe the steps to help you find a nice night's rest.
That's very cool. Because I think that's something that a lot of people don't understand. You think you just take a sleep aid and then I go lay down and I just go to bed, right? I'm not sleeping. I took the sleep aid. What is the problem? You know, like there might be some anxiety there, friend. You know, maybe we need to not stare at a blue screen or something for a while, or turn the lights down. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. You know, and similar to your morning routine, you know, I wake up every morning, go downstairs, make my breakfast, get dressed, head out the door. There's some real concrete evidence that says having a nighttime routine really helps you out as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I've been trying to ease myself, you know, like you said, cut off screen time at least 45 minutes beforehand.
Absolutely.
Get some fresh air, maybe do some stretching, maybe do some yoga, maybe do some breathing, right?
I don't think everybody realizes that like your TV is screen time too. You're looking at the same type of screen. It's still LED lit up blue background, you know, and that's really bad for you. Your eyes equate that to sunlight basically, and it messes with your internal clock.
Totally. And you know, creating a nighttime routine also kind of helps you trick yourself into feeling a little bit sleepy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, once you get that down to something that's just part of your day to day, every night around, let's say that I start my routine around 8 o'clock, all of a sudden I start to feel a bit more sleepy at that time.
Totally.
I take my slumber and I believe I'll have an even better night's sleep than I would have if I only took slumber. You know, I wish that I could shut my mind off, but you know, I'm one of those people that always has, you know, the cartoon monkey with the cymbals banging in
here.
Your head.
It's, absolutely.
Yeah. It's pretty
the bear in the go-kart, so, and you know, and like the chimp with the cigar,
you know, you name it,
the whole zoo.
Exactly.
They're all there freaking out.
Exactly. So what's the best way to treat that? Right. You know, it's more than just a supplement. It's taking the proper steps. Right?
Absolutely.
And we think that, in conjunction with the slumber product, taking those proper steps, that'll help you get a better night's rest. And that's what we want to do. You know, more than just produce, you know, sleep aid products. We want to help you reach your goal of falling asleep. And, you know, maybe there's all, you know, since we just had that nice conversation about what's next for slumber, you know, maybe something that I've been messing around with in here, I just gotta tune it in just right. You know, a slumber topical product, something
cool.
That has a nice aroma.
Yeah.
Something that maybe, you know, because when you lay in bed, you just got back from, let's say, doing some exercise, you're a bit sore.
Right.
You pick up on that when you lay down. So
sure.
If we're able to not only address maybe some soreness and some aches and pains due to overexertion, let's hit those with a nice topical product.
That'd be very cool. Definitely.
Let's take some slumber to help and let's see if we can really get it all going.
I love this idea. It's nothing that anyone who doesn't have children doesn't already know. You have to have a routine. And as hard as it can be to get your kids to like get ready to go to bed, once you get them in bed, they're out cold. For the most part, I was a monster, but that's my fault, you know?
Yeah, I was as well, right? Yeah, that's all part of it. I wasn't a huge fan of bedtime. I wanted to keep playing around.
Sure.
I wanted to watch that late night TV show. I never got to watch it. I wanted to watch it.
Right.
So, and even as an adult, you know, if I like to call myself an adult sometimes, who knows if I really am, but I like to, I think that establishing that is a huge step for your wellness.
Most definitely.
Being able to say, 8:30, time for me to start getting ready for sleep.
Yeah. Without
and
a doubt.
I think it's maybe 8:30 is a little early. Maybe that's just me being,
That's adorable if you're going to bed at 8:30, but I don't know. Maybe you get up at like 3 a.m, you know, like you're Amish, you're going to churn the butter or something. I don't know.
that truly would be incredible. And you know, now that I say it, I guess it's more of an internal goal as much as a reality.
Like, do not need to be awake until 2 a.m. Damn it.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I think that there's a lot of hope for not only slumber sleep aid products, but a majority of the CBN products on the market. I think that as people become more acquainted with what it is and similar to CBD, you know, and CBG, like you said earlier, we're starting to see CBG is a more popular product on store shelves, and it all comes with, you know, the spreading of information. And if we can spread information about not only our brand, but also just how to help you fall asleep, perfect.
I think it's really interesting because a lot of CBD companies that have branched into CBG or CBN, or like Slumber, for example, who just decided we're going to go straight CBN, they have been able to break out and discover exactly what that does, how well it works, how it works. And then you can look at gently reincorporating other things to create like an entourage effect, if you will. Like, okay, we'll add back in CBD, we'll add a little CBG, and now you have something that helps with anxiety, gets you ready for bed, and, you know, helps with pain and whatnot. So...
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what we're learning. It sounds like you guys are doing it right. Huge thanks again to Ethan for joining me on the show today. And as always, I will have links to Slumber CBN and a fantastic guide that we have on ministryofhemp.com about CBD versus CBN, the differences, the benefits, and the uses for the two in the show notes for this episode. That was a fun and serendipitous episode, if you will. Ott Coffee is sponsoring the show. Huge thanks to them again. And they brought us away to wake up with CBD. And then we talked to Ethan Carr, who told us how CBN can help us fall asleep. Next week on the show, I'm going to talk to Evan Nissen. He's the youngest member of the board of directors of Normal, spelled N-O-R-M-L. They've been fighting for cannabis legalization in the United States since the 70s. It's going to be a really cool conversation about our friends that are fighting for marijuana rights and what it means for hemp legislation as well. Be sure to check that episode out next week. And if you need some more Ministry of Hemp in your life right now, head over to ministryofhemp.com and check out our new guest post about sustainable CBD packaging. It pairs really well with the episode we did last time, where I spoke with Jordan Hinnishaw, the CEO of Green Tech Packaging, about replacing plastics with bioplastics made from hemp. Very cool stuff. We've also got a new post about broad spectrum CBD, comparing broad spectrums and full spectrum CBD. We get a lot of questions on that one. So if you're curious, it's a great article to check out. If you dig this show and you dig the information we are kicking out of Ministry of Hemp, there's ways you can help us. First, head over to wherever you're downloading your podcast and write us a short review or give us a star rating or whatever they do there, because it really helps when people search for this stuff to bump us up in their search algorithms. And you can head to patreon.com/Ministry of Hemp and become a Ministry of Hemp insider. Any amount you donate not only helps us to continue bringing you quality hemp advocacy and education pieces, but it makes you a Ministry of Hemp insider, gets you access to early articles, podcast extras, and all kinds of cool stuff. And thank you so much to everyone that's already become a Ministry of Hemp insider. Here at Ministry of Hemp, we believe that an accessible world is better for everyone, so we have a full written transcript for this episode in the show notes as well. That is it for this week, and I'm going to get out of here now, and I like to do it the same way every time. I like to say, remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and make good decisions, will you? This is Matt Baum with the Ministry of Hemp, signing off.